Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Acting Pentagon Chief halts Biden transition briefings. So, he's halting those briefings, meaning Trump's getting ready to go to the Resolute desk and announce that he's a Tricom agent, here's the evidence, America can't allow this, 10 million people need to march on D.C. right now. And if I'm sitting there on Christmas Eve and Trump says that, I'm on an airplane, I'm in a car, I'm walking and I have to, I'm taking action.
The enemy has been forced out in the open. World government is here. And the system is publicly stealing this election from the biggest landslide and the biggest political realignment since 1776.
He could order within the swing states, if he wanted to, he could take military capabilities and he could place them in those states and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, these people out there talking about martial law, it's like it's something that we've never done. We've done, martial law has been instituted 64 times, Greg. So I'm not calling for that. We have a constitutional process. We clearly have a constitutional process. I think you highlighted some of that in your previous segment. That has to be followed.
That's what I keep saying. Trump has to call it out like it is, call for us to peacefully take action, has to identify the enemies, that will trigger the Justice Department to have balls, and that will trigger the military already has balls to get ready for what's about to go down.
There is disagreement between the Biden team and the Trump administration over access to the Pentagon. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller says that his team and the Biden team had mutually agreed to put off some meetings scheduled for Friday until after the holidays. But the head of the Biden transition told reporters that's not true and that his team continues to face, quote, isolated resistance from political appointees in the Defense Department and similar issues at a few other agencies he declined to name.
People who want to make hay in Washington are going to try to use your adult son as a cudgel against you. How do you feel about that, and what do you have to say to those people?
We have great confidence in our son. Mm-hmm. I am not concerned about any accusations been made against him. It's used to get to me. I think it's kind of foul play, but look, it is what it is, and he's a grown man. He is the smartest man I know, I mean, in pure intellectual capacity.
Hunter Biden's quite explicit in one particular communication with his daughter. He's basically complaining that he pays half of the entire family's bills, and he includes his mother and father in that and makes reference to Pops. So the point is that all this enrichment that has been taking place is also flowing to Joe Biden indirectly through his son, but the fact of the matter is he's still a beneficiary, a direct beneficiary of these foreign deals.
The email is saying, look, I need a set of keys for Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, my uncle, and the chairman of CEFC, Gong Wen Dong. So all of these people are sharing an office together?
Let's keep in mind, CEFC and Chairman Yi, who's the head of that company, is linked directly to the PLA. The chairman was brought up on corruption charges. It was sort of an internal purge, as it were, in China. Some of the directors of that company have direct ties to President Xi. So this is not some random Chinese company on the fringes of Chinese political life. It's at the center of it. And this is the same entity upon which Joe Biden, you know, the so-called big guy, was going to get 10%. They were literally going to share office space. They were going to house the Biden Foundation and a CEFC office in the exact same office space. So it's very troubling. And it speaks to the fact of how cozy the Bidens have been with the Chinese.
Let's hear what CBS News had to hear about the documented, not like the Russian stuff, the documented foreign interference for Joe Biden.
What did Ratcliffe say about election fraud and interference?
Well, DNI Ratcliffe leads the 17 intelligence agencies, and he has access to the most highly classified information that is held by the U.S. government. And he told CBS News that there was foreign election interference by China, Iran, and Russia in November of this year. And he is anticipating a public report on those findings in January.
And so do we respond to their takeover? They've already put us under lockdown. They've already put us under martial law. They're already telling us under medical IDs.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality Turbo Force and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack, at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Joe Hoff coming on in a few minutes. He's a great corporate fraud investigator, does a great job with his brother that owns and runs Gateway Pundit, with huge developments of judges in Michigan allowing certified forensic reports, findings absolutely total fraud by Dominion, saying Dominion's main goal is organized election theft. That's their finding. Super strong, major prestigious organization. That's coming up as soon as we get Hoff on. But I tell you, John Bowne did a very important report that really tells it all. But I hope everybody will share and get out, because this big breaking news of Communist China and Biden and the criminal investigations and these leaks out of the CCP, Communist Party China, CPC, this is so massive and shows Trump is fighting back with 37 days to inauguration. And so as bad as it looks with the media saying Biden's the president, and as bad as it looks with all the hoaxes, remember, their paper tiger, their paper dragon, Joe Biden, has holes in him, more holes in him than a Swiss cheese. And this boat is not going to float. So just continue to move forward and fighting hard one way or another. We're never accepting this monster. Joe Biden will be removed either by impeachment, or he'll be removed by losing this election, exposing the fraud. And we will politically destroy his ideas. We don't want a single hair on his head harmed, but we want his horrible, evil, globalist ideas of the Communist Party China killed. Not him, the ideas killed. The ideas refuted and destroyed. Joe Biden's an empty husk. Don't turn him into a victim, into any of that. So here's the report, and we'll be right back with Mr. Hoff.
So far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Eric Swalwell is having a sweaty and flatulent Christmas, and it's blowing up right in the Democrats' Grinch face.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell. There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years. I do think that it's unfortunate that Mr. McCarthy is trying to make an issue of this when his leader, we all found out at the same time. But you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to deflect attention from the fact that he has QAnon in his delegation over there. And that, I think, is a danger in terms of our debate here about, what the possibilities are for undue influence to members of Congress.
You know, we have people like Swalwell over there that has got this massive problem. While the counterintelligence structure and system and leadership was focused on Mike Flynn and President Donald J. Trump, the counterintelligence effort They should have been focused on Swalwell. And that threat against that we have now learned about Swalwell, and frankly, Hunter Biden and the entire Biden Foundation and family, this is dangerous stuff. We are playing with fire right now.
I am concerned that we don't know what we need to know about Donald Trump to protect the country from what Russia has on him. We have deep suspicions, and all of the arrows continue to point in the same direction.
Eric Swalwell, who wasn't ready for prime time, is a Chinese tool going back to his days on the city council in California. He's been towing the Communist Party line ever since a Chinese spy assisted his defeat of a 40-year incumbent, catapulting the Manchurian candidate into Congress 8 years ago, as Axios had revealed.
This story comes from Axios in Washington, which is no one's idea of a right-wing news outlet. But to their great credit, a pair of Axios reporters doggedly spent the last year investigating what turned out to be an amazing story. A Chinese intelligence agent called Feng Feng, or she renamed herself when she came to this country, Christine Feng, became a force within the Democratic Party of California. Along the way, she cultivated a number of Democratic office holders. Feng had sexual relationships with at least two of them, identified in the Axios story as mayors from Midwestern cities. Feng also began a relationship with a man called Eric Swalwell. You may recognize that name. Eric Swalwell is a member of the United States Congress. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. He is privy to this country's most closely held secrets.
The Chinese government had been infiltrating Wall Street corporations and Congress before Swalwell was even an unpaid intern for California's 10th congressional district. Swalwell is merely the tip of the iceberg, though. The attack on the common sense nationalist slogan, America First, is a massive tell. The elites know that they must betray the country and protect their communist counterparts, eating away our liberties like a cancer, pushing propaganda like never before. As the Washington Examiner reported, while the Swalwell news broke, MSNBC spent roughly 5 minutes on Axios' reporting during the network's 5 a.m. program without mentioning it again for the rest of the day. Meanwhile, CNN completely avoided the story altogether, both on air and online. Fox News also noted that major newspapers such as the New York Times and the Washington Post, both of which dedicated tons of coverage to allegations against President Trump concerning Russia, had not yet afforded any coverage to the Swalwell story. Broadcast networks ABC, NBC, and CBS also skipped coverage of the controversy during morning and evening shows.
There has now been a major leak of official records from the Chinese Communist Party. It is believed to be the first leak of its kind in the world. A register with the details of nearly 2 million Communist Party members.
As the Communist Chinese leak...
All right, we have Joe Hoft, who's a major fraud investigator, major auditor for Fortune 500 companies. You know his amazing brother, Jim Hoft, a Gateway pundit, that heads above the rest has been the number one site just in a Herculean effort, cleaning out the Aegean stables, exposing and breaking hundreds of articles that have been absolutely on target and trailblazing in the last month or so since the fraudulent election. And so I want to give him the floor of the next three segments, the next 45 minutes, but I got him on late, and I appreciate him being here. I just want to ask him, with 2 minutes to break, you've been big on China. You've lived in Asia. You've been exposing the COVID exaggeration and hoax as well. Spend a few minutes on that, then we're going to come back and get into the election and the giant breaking news that's unfolding there. But just please give us your overall view about the battle space now, as it seems the world awakens to what we're really facing here.
Boy, Alex, I think you're right on it. I think you're right on target. You're over target, absolutely, and it's great to be here again. Yes, I think there are some real concerns with China right now. There's a number of things that just occurred over the last 24 hours, as you know. This release of these more than, 2 million individuals that are members of the Communist Party, that's a list of worldwide individuals. My understanding is there's at least 50,000 Americans on that list. It's probably no surprise. We can't wait to see who those people are. The names are in Chinese, so they need to be translated. But we have just based on phone number, we can tell there's around 50,000. So that was big. We have some other. There was the hack last night on one of the government entities, the financial entity, and And then news this morning also about Dominion-related software that's being there's a major concern there. So some software that's related to Dominion. So lots going on there. We knew, you know, we knew in March that the COVID was something that was big, but we also saw that they were lying about it immediately. The WHO was, as you recall, Alex, we were on your show, we talked about this, how the WHO was saying this thing was going to be worse than, really, it sounded like the Spanish flu with a 3% mortality rate worldwide, and that scared the whole world, and we noticed, nah, their numbers weren't right. They were inaccurate. Now we're seeing that come to fruition as Democrats continue to want to close down cities, but the numbers just aren't there. They just don't make sense. So we were right then, and there's a lot going on, and so certainly a lot for us to chat about.
Well, Joe, I know, because I'm up 18 hours a day. I know you guys. I'm not about kissing your ass. It's true. You guys are doing like more work than everybody else combined. I don't know how you're doing it. And the lawsuits, the groups you're funding, and what you're doing, you're the tip of the spear, buddy. And so it's good to see somebody out there more the tip of the spear than we are. We're good at live on air. I have a lot of great guests. But that's why you're here, so people use the great source of truth that is GatewayPundit.com. And the only way these articles that you guys are putting out with all this great source material get out there.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Joe Hoff from GatewayPundit.com. He is an anti-fraud researcher, a big corporate auditor, and he's just dedicated all his time, been drafted into the fight with his brother over Gateway Pundit, has become a major leader in the fight. So this is like a 9-minute segment, longer segment coming up, and I'm going to try to shut up, give you the floor. Where do we start with all the huge developments that really documenting election fraud? There's so many. Please tell us about them.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, and thanks again for having me on. It's great to be here. It's an honor. I guess the thing that is, if we go back to the start, we always knew something was going to happen, and we just knew that because of all the coups that have been in place already, the Mueller and the impeachment, et cetera. So it came really as no surprise that something would happen, although it still upset, you know, everybody watching the election night proceedings where Trump's way ahead. We go to bed about 4 a.m. and it looks like Trump's got it wrapped up, but not as nearly as much as we'd expected. And then to wake up to see these major changes in some of these key swing states where suddenly Trump's behind. It didn't take us but a couple hours to realize there were some major data dumps that occurred in these swing states. So that was kind of the first shock. And then that put everybody on defensive from everybody that, you know, all the Trump supporters, which I believe is maybe 80. Some people suggest even 90 million votes for Trump. Certainly Biden didn't get the 80 million that they're saying. And we can see this just from an auditor's perspective, Alex. Just take a look at the big picture. And this is something you would do when you start an audit. You'd look you'd do a lot of planning, but you'd certainly look at the big picture. Okay, what was the most votes anybody had ever accumulated in an election? Well, that was Obama with 69 million in 2008. And so President Trump had 65 million or 62 million actually in the last election with Hillary supposedly accumulating 65 million. So immediately we see Trump surpassing this record of Obama's of going past 70 million. Nobody in U.S. history had ever done that. But for us that were following Trump, it wasn't surprising because we kept track of his progress during the primaries. And despite the media's bogus polls that were saying that Biden was ahead, which were garbage from the start, we knew that Trump was doing great. We could see it through boat parades, and which were amazing, that were happening every weekend, it seemed like, around the country. Very big, huge, massive gatherings of boats with Trump flags and everything. We saw cars the day before the election. Every U.S. city had cars, even I've seen in New York City, and trucks with Trump flags behind them in a parade, marching around the country. And so we knew there was an energy for President Trump that we'd never seen before. So it's no surprise that President Trump surpassed 70 million and became the first individual in U.S. history to do so legitimately. And right now he's around 74 million. But the big picture is there's absolutely no way that Joe Biden had accumulated 80 million votes. It was that's a joke. It's a travesty. And again, it's the deep state and these people that hate Trump, the elites, China, the Democrats. Just another slap in the face like we saw so many times during his first term, where he would make a major event just to see the Democrats behind the scene smashing him, or Rosenstein with some bogus Russia collusion type of narrative come out at the same time he's meeting with some world leaders and doing great things. And so it was really nasty as looking back at it, how they'd stolen, again, the greatest election ever And they're saying Joe Biden got $80 million. So that's just a joke, and we know it is. And we knew it right away, and so we started looking into the fraud, like so many people. And we could see really immediately the main thing was the events that were happening in Detroit and Philadelphia. We have a friend that was in Detroit. They were preventing her from getting into the facility to even be an observer. When she was in there, there was a group of people probably paid for by the U.S. taxpayer that looked like they were Black Lives Matter that were harassing every single observer every single minute, telling them, hey, lift your mask up. You're getting too close. Stand back for hours at a time. And there wasn't a Republican at every table. Every Republican had to walk in with a big sign on their chest that told everybody that they're Republican, something no one else had to do. These individuals that were the harassers, they didn't even have name tags, don't even know who they were. And then when our friend noted that the military ballots came out, now first of all, they tried to get everybody out of the room. And then when they came in, this one friend of ours forced her way back into this massive room with thousands upon thousands of ballots that were brought in. And she noticed right away all of these ballots looked the same. There were carbon copies. There was something wrong with them. And they started going through those, and they were all for Joe Biden. So that was Detroit, Philadelphia. We saw the stories where Republicans, again, there weren't even allowed to look at the process either. I've seen recently, the Scott Adams from Dilbert did a tweet where he said, all we have to say is we were forcibly not allowed to review the results. And that immediately makes the election a fraud and contaminates the entire election. How can you have an election when one side's not even allowed to be involved in the counting process? You know, it's
And what you just said, Joe Hoff, that we put in our comments, is central. The State Department and the UN, our own government says, if they don't allow observers in to point blank do it and review and check and do an audit, spot audits, it's not a legitimate election. They're not even letting people in the room or 50 feet away. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And then other things, too, leading up to the election, the ballot process, how they had these drop boxes. We're finding that these things were like they weren't well controlled. There was no chain of custody. There was no dual controls, meaning whenever you pick up ballots, you treat it like money, like tellers at a bank. And you would guard it with one person from each party, a Democrat and a Republican, would pick up together, transport these ballots together, and then do the counting together. At all points of the process, there's a dual control and there's a chain of custody where these ballots are never outside of somebody's presence, a counter's presence. So that wasn't happening. And that's where a lot of fraud occurred. And we've seen it since. And we can get into that some. But just recently in Wisconsin, we had some guys reach out to us and say during the recount process there, they saw thousands of these votes that were coming in that were they looked like photocopies. They didn't have any indentations on them.
Even Georgia, as corrupt as the government is, admits that's folded. It's all hand. It's all printed by a computer. But there's big developments. Yeah. Gateway Pundit and Washington Examiner and National File and InfoWars today with these new forensics firms.
Yeah,
that the judges have authorized a release saying it's like complete fraud. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, let's do that. That's great. That's a great segue, too.
And then what else? You got a lot on your radar. What else are you guys working on? You're breaking so much stuff.
Well, thanks, Alex. And, yeah, we can talk, too, about just the numbers, and that's kind of my expertise. We started digging into the numbers after we first initially were looking at, you know, the result or the activities, the voter fraud where individuals weren't allowed to count, people weren't allowed to vote, things like that.
So the cover-up and the violation of law right there throws the election out. Then you've got them putting the 80 million ballots outside of law. That throws it out. So why is the Supreme Court and others doing this? What do you expect to happen, too? Can Trump find a path to victory with Joe Hoff of GatewayPundit.com? I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back. Well, it's being reported out of Nevada right now, and I'm going to call while Joe's talking. I don't normally ignore my guest. I'm going to call, though, my Trump lawyer that's one of the top people in Nevada about this while Joe is talking here just real fast. Nevada GOP electors cast ballots for Donald J. Trump. That is being reported right now. Another slate of electors for Donald Trump is voted upon by the state legislature. Nevada joins PA, Georgia, in sending to Congress a dueling slate of electors. So this is huge news. that normally you'd have the electors go one way. But if there's a problem, they can say we're not going to vote for that person. And that forces the legislature to then take over, or they can let those electors go forward. So, wow, when Trump said folks aren't going to be happy in a few days, is this what he was talking about, Joe Hoft?
That's great news, Alex. And it's really scary times, precarious times that we're in. Perhaps I could jump back to where we were at a couple weeks
ago. Oh, yeah, no, ago. You got the floor. You're in the middle of this. Lay out the compendium.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll lead into that. The thing that we noticed after the voter fraud and the massive voter fraud that was occurring was we just kind of started looking at the data. And we found anomalies, and the anomalies were patterns in the data. And so where you would expect to see random numbers, we weren't seeing that. We were seeing patterns. And the first thing that we noticed was in Pennsylvania, where during Election Day, President Trump won some counties by 80% to 20. He just crushed it in Pennsylvania on Election Day. He was up about 2 million to 1 million almost by the end of the day. And then at the same time, they began counting the absentee ballots. Well, by the end of the night when we all went to bed, Trump was ahead by about 700,000 votes. And somehow a million or more ballots were manufactured that gave Biden the lead, which we believe is totally fraudulent. We think there's a lot of room for review there, where you would find massive quantities of fraudulent votes. But the one thing that we saw that could help support that situation is the fact that in the state, in every county where Trump won on Election Day, they would take 40% less than that, and that was what Trump won in the absentee ballots. And so what I'm saying is that if Trump won 80 to 20 on Election Day in a county, he won only 40% of the absentee ballot. If he won 70% of the vote on Election Day, he only won 30% of the absentee ballot. And this went across the board for virtually every county. And so we knew something's going on. You wouldn't see the same pattern everywhere. We compared it to the state of Arkansas. In that state, the numbers were more random. And never, only once, did we see a disparity of 40%. So we knew something was going on with Pennsylvania. At the same time, there was some other research done by others. There's a Dr. Shiva out of MIT, and he came up with an analysis in Michigan where he didn't see randomness. He saw a pattern. And the pattern was that in these
counties. Well, listen, I'll say that in a minute because you documented it well, and it's all at getwepundit.com, but it's not just, yeah. I don't have to be a statistician. They say the voting stops. They say they close the polling place, and then right when it reopens, it shoots straight up for Joe Biden. I mean, everything else is organic curve, then it shoots straight up. I mean, that doesn't happen in nature.
Well, and that was actually another thing that we identified, Alex, was in we started with Virginia, of all states, because I know a guy who's in Virginia said, these numbers don't look right. Trump was way ahead. He was crushing Biden in Virginia. And then suddenly, overnight, the same thing happened in Virginia that happened in these other states. Massive drops of ballots.
Which, as a big corporate auditor for fraud, this shows what a controller fraud. It shows a centralized group was doing this, and that's what legislative leaders have said is this is racketeering.
That's right, Alex. And even in Virginia, what was really out, and this is the accounting counting in me as well. We saw 300,000 votes get populated for Biden and only 30,000 for Trump. Then they reversed that out. Then they reposted it, and then they reversed it out, and then they reposted it again. None of those entries make sense. What the hell was going on?
They did a very sloppy job because they could have been shaving throughout the night, but they didn't. Yeah. That they just did it in one big swoop.
Yep. And so 300,000 for Biden, 30,000 for Trump. And at that point,
Why were they so reckless?
I believe it's because they were racing through it. You know, they realized as people have said, their algorithms weren't working. Trump's crushed it. They never expected Trump to have more votes than Obama did. They had no respect for this.
You're right. The landslide overwhelmed them because they thought 3 months of fake ballots and dead cats voting would overwhelm them. When it didn't, they crapped their pants, ran in, stopped the voting, said, okay, stop the counting, kick everybody out, and pull out the suitcases, pull out the backup plan.
That's right. Absolutely. And we saw that in Georgia where they kicked everybody out, what they called a water main break. And I don't know if we talked about this before, but I had an attorney. I had an attorney reach out to me and said, Joe, I ran a FOIA request on that with the state. They have to get back to me in 3 days. The only thing they had was a text message where somebody sent a text message to the head of the Atlanta Hawks. He said, oh, no, that was greatly overstated. And we reported that. And then the next day, somebody from the water department actually reached out to me and said, Joe, there were no calls in Georgia for a water main break.
Sure, and then the same people close everything, kick everybody out, pull out the suitcases, they're all Democrat Party operatives. I mean, this is ridiculous.
And they're just shoving those ballots through those tabulators over and over again. We saw some of these people in those videos three times shooting the same chunk of ballots through. And they're all doing it
like they're robbing a bank, like they're in a safe, just like grabbing cash. I mean, they're all real lazy till they kick everybody out. It's like, as fast as they can.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And so that's what happened in Georgia. And then we saw Wisconsin, massive, 100,000 there, with Michigan, more than 100,000 there. All of a sudden, Trump's behind in these states. But here's another anomaly that we saw, Alex, in the data, was that once Biden reached that lead, which is early in the morning, the day after the election, where they did these massive drops, then every single entry after that point was in the specific ratio of Biden to Trump, usually Biden, depending on the state, 51% to 49%.
They got more nuanced after the desperate dump of the night.
Every single entry after that had this same ratio. So we know something's going on. This doesn't make sense.
That shows somebody said, hey, guys, it's too obvious to have it 90% for Biden. Do this ratio because they have a mathematical equation showing that'll give him the win.
Yeah, it absolutely didn't make sense. And so we know the data's wrong, and we know there's voter fraud.
And
so
by the way, you published articles. I want to go back here. You've shown this. It's been proven accurate. All over these states, the key battle areas, the same number comes after with the ratio. That's impossible, basically.
It is. It's absolutely impossible. And then I guess the other thing that kind of led us to all that was that people started seeing these glitches, and they call them glitches. And it was like in Michigan, where this Antrim County, where they saw 6,000 votes, or roughly 3,000, were removed from Trump and given to Biden. And so they caught that, and they had to reverse it. When you double it up, it's a 6,000-vote difference. And that was just one small county. I'd say maybe average-sized county. I think somebody corrected me on it. We're not that small.
Sure, so they were able to break in computer-wise or had operatives and good people found it. Why do they reverse it in these key counties around the country but not the big ones?
Well, there you go. I think what we've learned, we've seen a couple of people share some information with us. What we think happened was at the precinct level, that's where they started manipulating this data and moving this data around. And so today, significantly, one of the biggest events in this entire 2 months or so, I guess, of the election is the results from an audit of Antrim County in Michigan were released. And what we find there is a couple major, major breaking issues. One is the fact that indeed they were swapping votes between Trump and Biden and giving them to Biden. And the other more significant event that's in there is that there is a connection to outsiders from this system, and that's the one thing they couldn't get was the one thing that was deleted is is who this data was being sent to. But we do know that this data was being shared offsite.
Wow. Okay, Joe Hoff, final segment. I want to look at the new stuff that just came out. You guys have been breaking with the Michigan judge.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's a man going around taking names.
Okay, I've got the articles right here. You got this very respected big data crunching forensics firm out of Dallas that got into the documents in Michigan and other states. They've come out. I've got the articles right here from Gateway Pundit. We've got it from the Washington Examiner. We've got it from a lot. WorldNet Daily. Audit concludes Dominion voting machines are designed for fraud. That's what the auditing group is saying. Breaking bombshell. Judge Grant's attorney in Michigan, Matt DiPrino, permission to release results of forensic examination on 16 Dominion voting machines in Atrium. And it goes on. So it's all starting to come out here. Joe Hoff, who's been really heading up the tip of the spear in all this, what do you make of just the hardcore evidence coming out and then the media just totally doesn't cover it? Same way. Nevada, we have Right Side Broadcasting. We'll play it after you're gone, but just 10 minutes ago. I'll play it next hour before Salente comes on. And they're meeting with the GOP state reps and the electors saying, no, we're not going for this. It's fraudulent. We're going for Trump. And then I go to CNN. They say Nevada has gone for Joe Biden. So, I mean, I am speechless at this point. We are watching one thing on CNN. Nevada is all for Biden. They give electoral votes. He wins it. That's on TV, like 5 minutes ago. And then over here on right side, at a table with the GOP, with the damn electors and state reps saying, no, we're not. I mean, this is wild. What do you think's going on here?
Well, it's been amazing, hasn't it, Alex, since the election, especially it was like election night. Everything absolutely turned. I mean, how many people that were watching Fox up to that night have never gone back, including myself? It's like, what was that? Their biased reporting, how they would only report Biden leads, Trump's crushing it in Texas with 6%, and yet they held back announcing whether Texas would go to Trump or not. And actually, I have a theory on that, Alex. I wonder if they were holding back because they had lots of fraudulent votes that they thought might steal that state, and Trump crushed them, and they couldn't do it. And we've actually, you know, seen some evidence that this happened everywhere. Even this morning, somebody sent me some information on a county in Indiana that had more people vote than they had population of legal voters in their county.
So the truth is, this has been a gigantic, super, mega, massive landslide, a repudiation of the New World Order. They can't have that, so they engage in this fraud. Where does this go? What do we do in the next 37 days, Joe?
Yeah, I know it, Alex. Well, and just and getting back to your question too, this dual reality that we're living in right now. So, Washington Post came out a couple hours ago saying Trump loses case and has another case thrown out in Wisconsin. Of course, they ignore that he had another ruling this morning, which was in his favor. And if this and now what's going to have to happen is Wisconsin is going to have to go back and look at 240,000 votes to determine if they're valid or not. And so Washington Post ignores that, announces this other ruling that was against Trump, doesn't even mention this other ruling that's pro-Trump, which could easily throw Wisconsin into the Trump side.
Now let's talk about Texas case. They said it was the best case, and a lot of lawyers I don't work for Trump told me, yeah, no, this is our big case. The Supreme Court said, hey, you've got to be rejected, I guess, by the electors first or whatever, before you have standing. So now they're just retooling the same lawsuits. What's your inside baseball on that?
Yeah, I've heard that too. It was really disappointing, I think, for anybody that was behind Trump. We'd heard a lot about this case thinking that we would win it. And it was ironic that the three Trump judges didn't vote for it, you know, to move the thing forward, which was really kind of shocking and very disappointing. So the next day, Sidney Powell immediately, she filed cases in four states again, this time specific cases for just the state using individuals from that state. And they think it's going to go through. And I hope so too. I mean, the massive fraud is what we need to deal with. And that hasn't been dealt with yet by anybody. And, Alex,
well, isn't that political fear by the Supreme Court? That, oh, you can't take an election away when they say they give it to Biden. No, you're taking it from us. And and you've got, and I'm not being mean to old people. And I'm not saying all of them. A lot of old folks know more than young people who have got jobs and work in tech like you do and know things. But, you know, I'm older too. But a lot of these old judges and stuff, I've been around them. High level Texas judges, others, they literally don't know how anything works. And they're still watching CNN and Fox News. They don't know the rest of the world's not buying any of this.
I agree, and I wonder about those Supreme Court justices, the new ones especially. What are they reading? Where are they getting their information? Because, and by the way, Alex, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've been reporting the truth, and we've been knocking it out of the park. We're getting 4 million people a day coming to our site. It's because people thirst for the truth, and they will look to find it. And in spite of being censored and called names like you can relate to, being called everything in the book, being just shattered in as many ways as they possibly can, we're growing massively because we're sharing the truth. And getting back to that case this morning in Michigan, these guys came in, they did this audit, and then the state stepped in, these villainous three women that are running the state, the Secretary of State, Attorney General, and Governor, and they tried to stop the results of this audit coming out. And it eventually went to this ruling this morning, and the judge let the report come out. And so we've had to fight that along the way, too.
That's right. Because Tucker Carlson, who I love, is like, show me the proof. They're trying to block the forensic proof. Here it is, Tucker.
Yeah. And there's only one reason you'd want to do that, you know, and it's just so clear. It's clear to everybody. Trump crushed it in this election, and they don't want people to know that. It's been an absolute grotesque steal, and they're trying to do everything they can to cover it up, whether it be in the courts or where else. And by the way, that one guy, Elias, that worked for Hillary, he is in about every court case that we've seen.
Oh, he's and the one that got the Secretary of State in Georgia to do all this crap.
Well, he did there in Wisconsin just last week. I was talking to a lady there. She spoke in front of their Congress just last week. She tried to she filed a case against the state on these drop boxes, saying these things are unconstitutional. Again, there's no chain of custody, et cetera. And that case got thrown out. Now, here's the other thing, Alex, that people don't know about Wisconsin is that she found out during her case that there was the two leaders of the two Republican leaders, one in the Senate and one in the House, had given the okay to go ahead with this process. So
yeah, we got a lot of Democrats that have infiltrated the Republican Party, like Project Veritas caught in Texas and other states, where the woman goes, "I'm not really a Republican. I pose as one, and I pay people to vote for Biden." And she's like giving them shirts and debit cards. Same thing with the Native Americans. I mean, this is just a giant exercise of criminal activity.
Absolutely, it's been amazing to watch, and so.
Let me ask you this in closing. We really appreciate your time because I know you're busy. I want you to get back to the work you're doing that we follow at GetWePundit.com. What do you think Trump should do right now with 37 days out, and what do you think we can all do?
Well, that's great. Well, first of all, we can, and here's what we've been doing, is putting up lists of these congressmen and women in these states and encouraging people to reach out to them and tell them how you feel. Because this was a steal, and we're not going to allow this to happen. Nobody's going to allow this to happen, you know, and it's just not going to happen. We all know that. It's just we love this country. We love our freedom, and we will fight.
Exactly. You feel that same determination? We're not stopping. I mean,
no. No way. And President Trump's not stopping. And he came up here the last few days and really fired off, saying, "We're not stopping either." Now, he's got, as you know, I'm sure, this executive order that's coming up here. Really, it's due within by the 18th if it hasn't been taken care of already. And that the directive is that the DNI, who happens to be Ratcliffe now, has to come out with a report, and he maybe already did, we don't know, and send it to the president that says whether there was any foreign interference in our election. And we know there was, Alex.
Well, General Flynn just came out and said that in a speech Saturday, and we know China was involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And that case today in Michigan, the reason they were trying to stop that case is because of this incident and this information that these guys had, that information was flowing out of these machines and back into it. And so
we don't know where it was going. Absolutely. And here's the good news, though.
So we know that. Another thing that we found a week ago is that there's this device on these Dominion voting machines. It's kind of like a remote modem type of access device. It's developed in France by a company that's wholly owned by a Chinese company.
Yes.
And that was attached to these Dominion machines.
And that's why you see the leak out of the CCP. I mean, Trump's still fighting harder than ever. I don't think people understand. We've got devastating evidence of Joe Biden being a Chi-Com operative. So this is a huge time to be alive.
That's it. And Swalwell. And why are these leaks coming out now about all this stuff? They didn't give a damn about it for how long. Now all of a sudden they're coming out. They're trying to soften this issue. Some people are saying they're trying to get rid of Biden and let Kamala Harris step in. I don't know, but definitely there was foreign interference in this election, and that's the next topic. That's going to be the thing.
Definitely, we've got to keep fighting. Well, I've got a two-minute break. If you got to go because I know you're busy, go. If you need five more minutes, I know you're an expert over Gateway Pundit. We are as well, but you really are, on China and what's about to break. If you just give us a five-minute briefing on, I totally agree, everything is China. Thank you. Everything is China. Everything is Joe Biden. Even if he won, he's illegitimate. I mean, my God, we have all the proof they said they had on Trump. We have on him. Russia as well. Biden is a traitor.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse.
Get clean. Call now and learn more.
800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.